Thank you for calling Skilled Home Builders. Please press 1 if you're a new client, or press 2 if you're an existing client.
Hello, this is Sal.
Hi, Sal. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I was following up regarding the account and the past due balance. We're still having trouble processing it.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay that.
Oh, okay. So
how are you going to charge me when you haven't provided no services at all?
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, you haven't provided me services at all. Like, you're charging me for something that you haven't, like, what services have you provided? You're not even in my Google you're not even managing my Google account or anything.
Well, there's leads on the dashboard that are coming in through this, so.
There's no leads. All the leads I'm getting is just, it's just marketing agencies trying to tell me, like you trying to sell me stuff. I have not gotten a single lead from you guys. So I don't know.
Okay.
That you guys just, you know, like, I just cannot pay for something, you know, like, that I'm not getting service for.
I understand. But in the voice verification recording and the terms and conditions, we have you agreeing to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash. And if you hadn't added us to the Google Business page, and if we've attempted it, and, you know, for some reason you didn't get that done, then how can we program you on the first page if you know, if you're being non-responsive to that? Not to say that that's the issue, but you just said that, you know, that you hadn't added us. So then at that point, you're taking the money that you're spending and you're throwing it down the toilet, right? Because how can we program you?
Shouldn't you call me and ask me, add me on your profile before you even charge me?
It shows that they've made several attempts, though. It shows that they've sent emails, they've sent text messages, they've called you, they've reached out to you.
The only person that has called me is you, and the only thing you call me for is to charge me for something that I wasn't even aware of.
Yeah, I think initially we had the Google Business profile, though, because I saw those emails started more recently, like back in, October of last year? Or is that when they started, that they started emailing you?
I canceled with you guys maybe like 6 months ago, 7 months ago, and then all of a sudden, I get a call charging me $150 when I thought I didn't have you guys. So I wasn't, you know, like, I just, it was not working out for me. Like, you guys never worked out for me. You guys don't even touch bases with me. Like, your communication sucks. And, like, you know, you guys just take the money and, let me figure it out by myself. And you guys don't even communicate or anything. Or just, you know, like, I don't want the service at all. And then you said that you guys you told me that the website is mine. You know, the website, the Google page is mine. I don't know where you get from that. It's your website and stuff like that. It's all mine.
I don't show that it's a website that it looks like it's your own site, unless they just put it in a different section. Let me just take a look. There, client owned domain. Yeah, it says it's your site. It says it's a client owned domain. So that's not going to go anywhere. Obviously, that's your site.
So the $150 that you charge me a month, what exactly is it for?
That's for the first.
What service are you providing for the $150 that you're charging me a month?
We program you into the first page of the Google Maps. And then we also include.
Which that never
happened? Well, it did happen, but then after October of last year, they started asking you to add us to the page again. So for some reason, after October, it hadn't, you know, but before that, it was on there. So I don't know what happened in October.
That's the main reason I stopped you guys, because I was never on the first page of Google or anything like that. Like, you guys weren't optimizing my Google. You guys weren't doing nothing. That's one of the. If it was working so well, I would have never canceled you guys.
But that's the problem, is there is no record of a cancellation on your account. You are on a month-to-month program, Saul, where you can cancel at any time. But the reason there's a past due amount is that you also agreed to an automatic renewal on the 8th of each month. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So the only thing that I can see is that back in October, Manny from our customer service called you regarding the Google Business Page Management request, and he put that you had requested to go on a seasonal pause due to work being slow and not seeing a good return on investment on the quality of leads. So he paused the account for you until March 8th, advised Saul of auto reactivation, and that he would be receiving an email a week prior. So that's why, I mean, if you had requested a cancellation that day, they would have just canceled it, but it was more of a seasonal pause. So what I would like to see is to see, you know, you get an explosion of results and, you know, start getting your phone ringing. And so, you know,
what I would love to see, too. That's what I was actually expecting, you know, at least, you know, one or at least one lead a month, you know, at least one. But, you know, I have nothing coming in, and now everybody that calls me through this, through Local Splash or whatever, it's just the people trying to tell me website, fix my website, do this, do that. You know, it's just people mm-hmm. looking into website. But, you know, like, and then all the time that you guys had me, I was never on the first page of Google. I don't know why you guys are saying that, but I was never on the first page of Google. I have third. You know, I have 5-star reviews, and for me to be on the first page of Google, I should at least one lead a month, at least, you know, but, you know, I'm not even getting that.
Well, this is kind of like if somebody hired you to, you know, to maybe build some new homes in an HOA community, and then every time you go to that community, there's a gated community, and nobody's letting you in the gate. And let's say that you try, you know, several attempts, and you call the people and text the people and email the people, and they're not letting you in. At some point, they can't turn around and tell you, you know, oh, you're the worst home builder that we've ever worked with because we hired you and you never got it done. And you'd say, well, the problem is on your end. Every time we tried to get it done, you didn't let us in. And when we set up an account for a client that already has a Google business profile like you do, we can't create a new one because that's a duplicate and that's a red flag with Google. It would hurt your rankings. So we ask you to kindly add us as a manager so that we can do what you hired us for and program it to be on the first page. Because reviews are great and you're doing excellent in that department, but as you know, that in and of itself will never get you to the first page, right? It takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations, and then once you're ranking, Google still changes the algorithm daily. So when you have our service on a month-to-month basis, every time a new revision comes through, you'll have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page, right?
How come they never did that to me?
Well, it says here that they attempted to get you to add us as a manager on several attempts, and that's actually what Manny called you about back in October. It says, spoke with Saul Reason, originally calling for Google Business Page Management request. Client requested a seasonal pause. So that's when they put it on pause until March. But before that, it looks like they had been trying, you know, to reach out to you to get that done. Did you create that Google Business Page, or did somebody else create it and you didn't know how to add us as a manager, or do you have the login?
No, I created the Google page.
Okay, that's good. That's really good news.
But see, you call me, charging me without even telling me to add you guys. You just calling me to charge me. And, like, you guys just pretty, like, the way I feel is that you guys are just pretty much taking your monthly payment, and then after that, you guys forget about the client. Because you guys, once I was paying, you guys never call me to see, oh, update your thing, give me some, you know, take care of yourself or whatever. I don't know, whatever you guys were doing, but I never got a, you know, like, hey, how is your business doing, and how is the customer service, you know? You guys never got a call. The only thing you guys call for is to charge me.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry that you feel that way, and obviously you wouldn't have received a call from us from a long time because the account was on a seasonal pause, so, you know, we would have had no reason to call you, right? But I absolutely, if you wanted to continue, there's two things I could do for you. Number one, I could assign an account manager to your account that does, you know, weekly check-ins, will call you, give you updates on your account, suggestions, things that, you know, we could add to it that would give you better performance. Also, I could, you know, push the billing 30 days out on the back end because, you know, let's say you decide, okay, I feel like, you know, I've been with this for a while before I went on hold, and at least I want to get, you know, some bang for my buck out of what I paid, right? So let's say that you know, get the payment up to speed. I wouldn't want you to have another one coming up on April 8th. That's two payments too close together. So I could push that next one out 30 days and have you paid in full all the way till April 26th. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get us added as a manager to that page so that we can do the optimization and get you ranking on the first page. Because the reality is for Upland, I mean, you're in a highly competitive area for what you do. And I did a little query just while we were speaking. And over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there is a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is, you know, because you hadn't added us to, you know, as a manager, right now the Google business page has a weak internet presence, and that's something that we absolutely can fix for you. We're the best of the best in the industry. We've been doing this for 21 years. So, you know, that's all we need is, you know, and that's why we have in the voice recording to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local
Flash. Yeah, but you say you're the best of the best, but, you know, it doesn't, I mean, not a single lead, you know, not a single job that I've been, like, you know, I had you guys. Not one. I'm like, not even one. You know, that's where, like, and then I'm getting reviews. I'm uploading pictures. I'm doing this, and I'm getting nothing. So I'm like, well, why am I even paying this company for? You know, they don't. They're just pretty much taking my monthly payment, and I don't see no results. You know, all my leads that I got are from referrals or other agencies that I pay and stuff like that, but I have not gotten one single lead. That's what bothers me, you know, like, you guys promised the moon and everything, and you're going to have leads, first page of Google, this, and that, and when reality, none of that.
You know, well, on your dashboard, it is showing me that there were some client calls on the dashboard that it says that you scheduled with. It's showing a phone number of, and this is right before you went on hold in September 9th, 2025. It says the caller called from 909-816-1881, and it says that you scheduled that one. The one before it, 827-909-550-6055, it says that you scheduled that one. And then it said what came in on 9/11 that was not a valid lead. That's marked as not valid on your dashboard, but then there's a bunch of them that say follow-up needed. So I don't know what happened on those without listening to them. It could be that, you know, they got a voicemail or something like that and just left you a message. But, you know, the majority of these, there was actually one more I saw that said that you scheduled. Oh, here it was. In November, so even while you were on hold, November 12, 2025, it said the call came from 760-369-8815, and it says that you scheduled that one too. So, I mean, even considering the fact that you haven't added us to the Google Business page, the fact that you're still getting some, you know, scheduling here and there is phenomenal, but once you add us to the Google Business profile, that's where you will see an explosion of results. Because 87% of consumers, right, but you hadn't added us, it looks like. I thought you added us initially because I saw all this activity on the dashboard, but you said you never added us. So if you never added us, just imagine what will happen once you do and we get you ranking on the first page. Because I'm not
supposed to know to add it. Shouldn't you guys know that you guys weren't added? Shouldn't you guys know that before charging me that you guys weren't added and told me to add you? Like, you guys are charging me and you didn't even know you were added in my page.
It says they reached out to you on 9/18. Important, please add us to your Google Business profile. There is an email, there is a text. 10/3, important, please add us to your Google Business profile. There is an email, there is a text.
Okay.
Manny spoke to you that day, right? Because he put you on hold, so he spoke to you back in October, right? So that's when he put you on hold. So, I mean, as soon as we saw that we were not on that page, we actually started reaching out to you. Matter of fact, we were on there originally because it says on 10/11 of 2024, we sent you an email, Skilled Home Builders, your Google Business profile is verified. So that's when we got it to come out of the suspension and actually be verified. And then, so something happened between that date on 10/11 of 2024 and September of 2025 where you decided to go in and remove us. But it looks like we were on there initially because it's showing that. Add us to the Google business.
Mm-hmm. I got to talk to my partner and see if he's willing to go back with you guys. I'll give him a rundown and then maybe call you back on Monday.
Okay. Yeah, I really think that you'll love it. And I don't want you to think that, you know, I'm saying, oh, you know, get back on board, Saul, and add us, and all of a sudden 1,018 clients are going to come flooding in. Because even though that's what the search results are showing, that's definitely not realistic, right? So, but what we know is that 87% of that search result will hire off the first page. And for you as a small business, even a percentage of that, understandably, will be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have my direct line still, or do you want me to text it to you again?
Can you text it to me, please?
Sure. Okay. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777, so I'll send that to you on your text message, and then we'll talk more next week and see what we can do for you at that time, okay?
Sounds good, Tina.
Yep, and if your partner has any questions, feel free to have them reach out to me as well, okay?
Would do, definitely.
Okay, all right, sounds perfect. Okay, thanks. Have a good rest of your evening, too.
Likewise.
Thank you, Saul. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.